Sheer Factor by Gary Davidson, an audiobook read by a guy doing an impression of Rusty the Rooster from The Friendly Giant. Chapter 4, Tail Before the Leg, July 2005.
The word had gone out. Someone was needed who would stand up and go on record with a statement the base of the party would eat up. Someone was going to have to go on record speaking against gay marriage. Surprisingly, while there were many MPs willing to vote against it, even on the godless liberal government side, no one actually wanted to go on record and speak against it. Andy didn't understand that. If one had a matter of conscience, then surely they should defend it. Wasn't the whole point of Parliament to debate these things? If lawyers were supposed to defend criminals as best they could, regardless of whether they believed the crook was guilty or not, on nothing more than the principle every person deserved a proper defense under the law, then shouldn't someone who believed it was wrong to give gays the same marital rights as normal people be encouraged to make the counter-argument? What sort of debate was it? What sort of opposition were they giving the government if they just accepted this without even offering an alternative argument? None. That's how Andy saw it. And being a good Roman Catholic who believed in the sanctity of marriage, who didn't even support the idea of divorce or mixed marriage, never mind same-sex ones, Andy knew he was just the person to deliver this speech. After all, it's exactly what he believed. In fact, he went to the party whip with his own first draft of what he felt should be said, in good conscience of a solid, upstanding, Roman Catholic Prairie Conservative Member of Parliament. Sure, they completely rewrote it, but nothing in this completely focus group tested and revised draft was counter to what Andy believed, even if the imagery was a bit distasteful. So he agreed to rise in the House and give this speech, as written. Pity he hadn't practiced it more, though.
The Honorable Member from Regina Capel, said Speaker Peter Milliken, and after being nudged by the guy beside him to get up, Andy rose. He swallowed, and then nervously he began reading out the text he was given, his first non-talking point moment in the House of Commons as a Member of Parliament. Wow, Andy thought, I'm somebody for sure now. There is nothing more important to society than the raising of children, for its very survival requires it, Andy stammered out. Homosexual unions are, by nature, contradictory to this. He looked around. The grin crept on his face. It said, I'm a nice guy. Like me. At least Andy hoped it was that grin and not the really creepy one. There is no complementarity of the sexes. Andy wasn't sure that was even a word, and he tripped over it because of that. It just now occurred to him to look it up. Two members of the same sex may use their God-given free will to engage in acts, to cohabit, and own property together. They may commit themselves to monogamy. They may pledge to remain in a loving relationship for life. In that sense, that they have many of the collateral features of marriage, but they do not have its inherent feature, as they cannot commit to the natural procreation of children. They cannot, therefore, be married. He looked around, expecting applause. There was a smattering of it, and he smiled again. This time he was sure it wasn't the creepy one. He would look at the replay when he got back to his Ottawa apartment and realize how wrong he was. How many legs would a dog have if you counted the tail as a leg? The answer is just four. Just because you call a tail a leg doesn't make it a leg. If this bill passes, governments and individual Canadians will be forced to call a tail a leg. Nothing more. The sound that followed this was thundering, thunderingly quiet. Andy sat down. Many of those around him looked over and nodded in agreement. A few patted him on the shoulder. Applause would have been better, but this was good too. He'd done the good thing, the party thing. He was a good soldier, and they knew it. Besides, even if this bill passed, it's not like his words were inflammatory to anyone who mattered. This whole thing would blow over, and he'd likely never think of it again. After all, it was a matter of conscience.